Welcome to another episode of the Forgotten Athlete Podcast. I'm here as your host, Joseph, here with Zach. How are you doing today?
Dude, man, things are great. Just I made another trade in a fantasy league, so
Zach
things are going great for me.
he's a trade addict.
I'm a trade addict. Always trying to see.
And I'm sorry, I guess I should introduce you as co-host, not host, not just as a guest or Zach. With a co-host on the stamp. So let me correct my first introduction. This is Zach, co-host of Forgotten Athlete Podcast. So yeah, Zach, I guess before we get into the podcast talk, can you kind of talk to the viewers about what made you kind of stick to podcasting and going through with it?
Yeah, but honestly, I have some takes, and I feel like there's stuff out there that I need some history on, right? So I can pull up and say I did this, I said this, like Kenny Pickett's trash. I've been saying Kenny Pickett was gonna be trash, and then that he still got drafted the first round, and we see how that played out. I just want the proof. So, and then also where I'm wrong too, I think it's cool too, is to have some type of evidence where it's a take that I had or opinion I had, and then it just was so bad, like the D'Amico Ryans being the worst coaching hire, and then the Texans finishing at the bottom. So
Is there anything better than what's the word? I guess self-validation. All right, I think that's one of the words to describe how podcasts are. Kind of helps you validate, your opinion, whether you're wrong or right. All right, cool. Let's get into the Joe Burrow. I'm gonna move my so tab over to my laptop. So, do you want to kick this off, actually, Zachary?
So basically, I just wanted to start off today's conversation with the big news for me in sports. As everyone sees my background, Chiefs fan, well, bandwagon fan. Send the comments, write in the comment section if you have thoughts or opinions on my bandwagonism. But yeah, the Bengals, Joe Burrow, he went on a radio show today and he detailed that the Bengals are actually built to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And I have such. Why do they do it, Joseph? Why do they do it? Why must you give the king ammunition? Like, I'm sure Mahomes was sitting at home just relaxing. And then he saw that. And now he's like, sorry, gotta go train. Gotta go throw with my guys that are left because Rasheed Rice is in trouble. It's just that little more motivation that's,
Yeah.
that you just give the Kansas City Chiefs. And I don't know if that's going to work out well. Joe Burrow, are you built to play 17 games? I don't know, man. You're hurt every time you every season.
Has he played a
So
full calendar year this over?
I don't know. I can give him the I'm sure he has
Let's
the year
see.
the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
But
I'm right there with
I
you.
remember him hurt more than hurt healthy. And yeah, he has a winning record versus Mahomes, 3-1. Straight up, right? But at the same time, I don't think your past trend has anything to do with the future games.
Yeah, I guess, and I'm bringing to another point that I wanted to kind of talk about. I didn't expect to talk about it today, but I guess we're on the same page. Is QB wins, are they considered team wins or quarterback wins? Because I think that's where my discrepancy comes in. Because a lot of, I mean, with Joe Burrow specifically, beating Mahomes, having the winning record over Mahomes. Obviously, they both have won in the playoffs against each other. They both have, I mean, I guess Mahomes has never beaten him in the regular season. To my knowledge, has he? Did he? They didn't win this year, did they? When he came back?
No, the
The Bengals won, right?
versus
In
the
the regular
Bengals, they didn't
season.
the Burrow got him right early on.
So, yeah, I guess everything from that standpoint, I just don't, I'm just trying to figure out where Burrow. Where the Bengals
Or
sitting,
no,
see where they're
yeah.
at. I just don't understand where the Bengals see where they are at, because I get they went to the Super Bowl, but honestly, like, I think I've been saying this too, since last year. This was more of a
I'm
prove
thinking
a
two,
year.
Joseph.
This is 2 years
I'm
ago.
thinking 2 years ago that
Okay.
game that Jabril beat him
Yeah,
earlier this
yeah,
season. They played this year, but he was
yeah.
hurt.
Yeah, but he didn't play. Okay. Yeah, and the Chiefs did win this year. Okay. But anyways, I just feel as if Burrow is leading by example of what the Bengals do. They just talk. A lot of their players talk, and they back it up to their point. Like Ja'Marr Chase backs it up. Burrow, to his point, he backs it up. But we really haven't seen them. Like they have a top, what, 10 pick this year? Top 15 pick this year, and we're gonna see what they're gonna do with that pick. But I just feel as if the Bengals are kind of in limbo land to me. I don't know. Like I would not be surprised if they win 5 games next year. I also wouldn't be surprised if they win 11 games next year.
I think with Burrow, you always have a chance because I think he is really good at managing the game. I don't think he's going to throw like first game versus Steelers last year, he threw like 4 or 5 interceptions. That's not normal, right? He's someone who doesn't turn over the ball, and he has his team always in the game to win. So I understand that he's super good at football. My only thing is since they named it Burrowhead. Right, they haven't really done too much.
Yeah,
They lost at
that's my biggest thing
Burrowhead,
with them.
and then this coming in season, there was a lot of noise with T. Higgins. Are they going to trade him? Or are they going to keep him? They ended up keeping him, and the first week he had a ton of targets, no catch, like not a lot of catches, and then the offense was slow again to get going, and then Burrow ended up getting hurt. Browning ended up playing really good. I think they saw some great things out of him. But man, it's just, you know me, I'm not a guy who likes a loud offseason. I was even upset with Travis Kelce during this season for the Chiefs because I thought he was bringing a lot of off the field, I'll say distractions, but they still got a Super Bowl out of it. It's just someone that I guess admired growing up was like Tom Brady in this space, the NFL. And I don't think he would ever give out like this bulletin board material. They didn't really leak a lot of conversations to the public. I know he dated Giselle and he was Tom Brady. I get that, but
But he was always laser
still,
focused to football.
it was always about football. So I guess that's the biggest difference. But this is the new age, right? You have a lot of social media. I mean, at sometime during this podcast, you're going to tell people where to, get the video, share your Twitter link or whatever. So I have to understand. It's a whole totally different world than it was back when Brady was doing his thing.
Yeah, I agree. I think for the most part, this Bengals team, and I'm reading some of Joe Burrow's quotes that he said in this article that you were talking about. And one of the things he said was that we need the guys that we draft to come in and be productive and take on the leadership role that we've lost the past couple of years. And we need to bring in the right pieces this offseason too, whether it's the draft or free agency. So I think he even knows to an extent that like our team is not good enough if it's not if I'm not leading the team on my back pretty much. But that's what Joe Burrow does when they do come back and win those games and when they do win games in terms of what you're saying, like them managing games effectively and winning games. But I do think they're a Super Bowl contender. Like don't get me wrong, but there's a difference between being a bona fide Super Bowl contender and then being on that. That seven, eight team that could win it. And I think that they're on the outside looking in of the top four or three contenders of the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah, another thing I wanted to add too, and like their defense is pretty good, right? Too. So I mean they have that going. Ja'Marr Chase is another guy.
They have been losing a
Can
lot of different things. But go ahead, though.
we name can we label Ja'Marr Chase as injury prone, or is it too early?
No, he's not injury prone. I think
If
he's had
he
some bad luck,
towards the
in my
end of the
opinion.
seasons, the last couple of years, he hasn't played.
I think
I think
that's
that's a
more. I
clear.
think that's more of them preserving them for playoffs. Honestly, I really do. I think they preserve themselves for playoffs. And I think a lot of these teams are trying to do the same thing. Like I just do like.
Well, this year he wasn't even in the playoffs and got hurt.
Yeah, I guess that's
Last
true.
year they
The year
needed every
before.
win they could because they started slow and he got hurt.
But you don't think teams are
So,
trying to kind of manipulate this 17 game schedule and trying to make it so, they don't have to get
if the
injured
Bengals had a
or
top seed, I could see that, but they're fighting for a playoff berth.
last year I get what you're saying. All right, let's move. Do you want to discuss anything else on the topic or do we want to move to the
No, let's
NFC
move to the
North.
next one, the NFC North draft.
All right, perfect. Let's go into the NFC North. So today, division that we're going to be breaking down is the NFC North. Obviously, this division was won last year by the Lions, their first NFC divisional title, I believe. I don't know. I don't want to quote it, but I'm pretty sure it's been about 40, 50 years since they won. Maybe 30 years.
Nah,
It was a long
I
time.
think
Maybe,
they
maybe.
had them in the 90s with
Okay.
Barry Sanders, no?
Okay. Well, let's, Zachary's gonna fact check that, but in the meantime, I'll do the little breakdown. We'll have the Bears. We'll discuss the Bears because they have the first overall pick and they have the number nine pick for their own pick. Then we'll talk about the Vikings. Then we'll go to the Packers. Then we'll go to the Lions. We're probably gonna we're not probably we're only gonna do the first round pick just because there's about six first round pick between these four teams. Just because the Vikings and the Bears have two firsts, and then the Packers have a first, and as well as the Lions having the first. So we're only gonna do the first round. Second round, I think for the most part, for these teams, will just be about bulking up their team in terms of getting in more depth. But I think this is going to be one of the best divisions in football next year. And it's crazy to say this because this was the division that the Packers had ran pretty much for 2 decades, maybe even longer than that. Three, maybe even 3 decades,
Yeah.
I mean, maybe even 4 decades, honestly,
I
with
mean,
3.5 decades.
they went to the Super Bowl in the 90s, right?
Yeah. I guess the
They went back
Bears
to
a little
back. They
bit.
won one.
Yeah, I guess the Bears went to the Super Bowl, during the Urlacher years, but I mean this division has pretty much been ran by the Packers for the most part. If you look at how many
Yeah, I mean, they
division
went
titles they won.
two Hall of Famers back to back, and then Jordan Love started off a little shaky, but towards the end of the year, I think he really came alive and took more of an ownership of the offense. I saw
Yeah.
him throwing a lot more downfield earlier this season. It was kind of disgusting. He
Yeah.
ran a lot of
And
screens.
we're gonna get to that. We're
But,
gonna get to that.
all right, so yeah.
Let's talk about the Bears first because they're first on our
Let's do it.
radar. And we've been talking about the Bears a lot just because of Caleb Williams' hype. But obviously, we're not even gonna try to make this difficult. We're just gonna tell you the Bears will take a Caleb Williams, right? So I guess we can just start there. How does Caleb Williams help their team right now?
Well, I think the great thing is, right, about the NFL, it gives teams hope. And I think the Bears now have the most hope with any number one pick team that I can think of that comes to memory with Caleb,
I'm
because the
trying to
ceiling
think.
is so high.
I'm trying to
Like,
think.
I
Yeah.
can't name a time when the number one pick, like, it's probably
I mean,
Andrew Luck.
I
Or
remember the
maybe
BA.
Trevor. Maybe Trevor.
I was gonna say Trevor, but Andrew Luck
But
is
I still don't feel the
probably
hype like this.
Andrew
I feel like
Trevor Lawrence
Andrew
kind of
Luck.
killed his stock a little bit because he kept on downplaying
Well,
football. Andrew
even
Luck
the
was,
hype, yeah.
yeah. I mean,
But
Michael Vick is the only person probably that I mean, obviously, there's been other, but I'm talking about that I can't remember. Just watching and like seeing how Michael Vick like rejuvenated the Atlanta economy in terms of just his atmosphere that he was creating when he was before he was drafted. I'm talking about we're talking about the hype, right? I can't really think of any other player that for number one pick. We're talking about
yeah.
number one overall pick, number one overall pick people. So I mean,
I think for me, the
yeah.
only worry that I have with this is
The history.
no, not the history. It's with him, with Caleb himself. He does some kind of questionable. He makes some questionable decisions with
On the field or off the field? Sorry.
off the field, off
Okay.
the field. So I just don't know with. Cam Newton talked about this on Shannon Sharp's podcast
I haven't listened to it yet. I need to.
about a young guy going in at 21, 22 years old, and you have 35, 33, 30-year-old men looking at you to lead them because of the position you are, quarterback. And that is it was a challenge for Cam because he had the answer guys like Thomas Davis, Steve Smith,
Yeah.
like older veterans, right? And then now he's supposed to be the guy that can come in and be their hero, right? And Caleb has the same thing. Keep in mind, I like the comparison between Cam Newton and Caleb and their personalities because they both do some very questionable things as far as older people looking down, like what is that? But there's definitely like that generation gap. totally understand. So it's going to be interesting to see can Caleb, thrive with the veterans like Keenan Allen on the team. I think he'll be fine. I do, but that's my only worry. With Caleb, I think he's going to be at least a marginal player like Trevor Lawrence. I don't think you can say he's going to be any worse than Trevor, but I don't think he can reach Mahomes. I think that's too much. Too much pressure.
I definitely, agree in terms of the pressure that's on him and whether he will live up to it. You don't know. I mean, that's the whole thing about drafting. You don't know about any of these guys. I mean, people thought Zach Wilson was going to be the Johnny Unitas, and
I
he
was in
turned
the
out to
camp until he
be.
went to the Jets.
I'm trying
He was my favorite quarterback in that draft.
to.
And then once I saw the Jets wanted him, I was out.
He turned out to be
Like, I just don't
Johnny
trust.
Bravo. I mean, went from Johnny Unitas to Johnny Bravo. I mean, it's just a matter of just things can change on you.
Fits matter, man. Fit, like, where you go,
And that's what I was gonna
that
say.
matters.
That matters. And I think before this offseason would begin, I would have been in the same position as you. Before, like at the end of the season, I'm like, yeah, the Bears should just stay with Fields and not even try to draft the quarterback, not even try to draft Caleb Williams. After this offseason, seeing the players that they got, seeing that not only did they bring in guys who are elite at their level or elite at their position, but also guys who know how to win, I think that says a lot about what they think of where their team is at right now. And I think their team right now is a quarterback away from at least competing to win a division. Because last year, I believe they won six or maybe seven games last year.
I think there were 7 wins.
And that was with, I can't even remember the guy's name that was playing. Not Justin Fields, but the, what was that guy's name? The dude from like D3,
Wasn't it Badgett?
Ty Badgett or something like that.
Was it
No, that's
Badgett,
not
right?
Ty Badgett. That sounds like a kicker's name. Maybe it wasn't, but it just
Oh,
sounds like,
what was it? Oh, I forgot the Bears
I don't
quarterback.
know.
Anyway,
But
whoever it
maybe it
was.
was Badgett. But anyways, I mean, sorry if you're listening to this. We apologize, but we just can't remember your name. But you were a great quarterback.
Yeah,
And
Badgett.
Badgett, okay. Yeah, so Badgett. Tim Badgett, Tom Badgett, something like that.
Tyson.
Tyson, okay. All right. So pretty much with him, they won, I think they were like 2-3 or something like that with them, 2-4. But I brought that up to say this. If they had a comparable quarterback, and Justin Fields for the most part was not comparable, they would have won 9-10 games last year. They just would have. But I will say this, coaching matters. And that's what you're talking about with Fitz. A lot of the games last year, the Bears should have won, but it was bad coaching decisions that made them lose the game. Like I remember this game just vividly, the Buccaneers game, and then where they lost against the Buccaneers. And then there was another game where they had the lead. I think it was against the Broncos. They could have kicked the field goal, but they went for it on 4th and 1. And that's just two games right there. So Caleb Williams can't fix that for you. Now, will he get that first down on third down instead of having you go for it on fourth down? Possibly. But the coaching matters in the NFL. It just does. We've seen it all the time where great players they go to bad situations where there's no coaching, there's no culture, and they just fail. And at the quarterback position, there needs to be a great relationship between the quarterback and the coach. And we even have seen disruptive ish situations with Kingsbury and Kyler Murray. That is a perfect example of having a bad relationship, but at the same token, having somewhat of a communication understanding and a trust factor to let your quarterback go out there and win your games, and led them to a playoff appearance, one of those years that Kingsbury was there. So I think at this level, in terms of if I'm answering the question, like saying, like, how does this fit him? I don't have an answer for you right now because I don't know how they're gonna fit right now. Like I just can't tell you.
Oh, where does
And
okay, let's go to they're the next pick too, right? Nine.
yeah, number 9. So
So
is
who are
number
you giving at
nine?
nine?
Yeah, so is it, so this is where I think that they should not trade this pick, as everyone keeps on telling them. I think this is another pick for you to continue to build around Caleb Williams. And I think they need to go with Ndunze or a receiver that's there at that position. Because the more talent you have in that offense, the better. And I watched the Pivot episode with Anduze this morning while I was working out. And Anduze said that he tries to model his game after that Keenan Allen, Julio Jones, Devontae Adams. And we talked about it already a couple of episodes ago. Keenan Allen's not going to play 16 games. He may not even play 12 games. So you're going to need a receiver that you can depend on. I know we're not even talking about DJ Moore, but DJ Moore to me is not the same caliber receiver as a Keenan Allen or a possession receiver, I guess. What do you think they do at number 9?
Yeah, I think the reason why people are saying, hey, trade down is if you look, they have the number one pick, the number nine pick, pick 75, and then pick 122. They don't have a lot of draft capital here. So they're gonna really have to hit on all four, which is possible, but I think the more times more darts you can throw at the board, the better chance you have at one of those guys hitting, right?
Can I say
Go
something
ahead.
real quick? Lions last year. That was a lot of people's worry about the Lions last year. Not have a lot of draft capital. They had one of the best draft classes just off of the first three picks. And that's what you're saying. I'm sorry, but go ahead, continue your point.
No, because I think that's the thing, right? But the Lions, who did they get last year in the draft? They got
They got Jack Campbell,
Laporta,
they got Laporta. And they got
Gibbs.
Gibbs. So
So that's the thing, right? And if they can hit, I mean, I say go for it. But I
but
mean,
you're
I
saying
don't.
draft down.
If Odunze's there, I think it'd be a cool fit, right? I think this is one of the tougher ones,
Yeah, well, it
to be
is because
honest.
this is probably the toughest pick. That's why I think Ryan Poles. I don't know if you've seen, but he's breaking up like two different departments or two different teams to decide what to do with this pick, and they're gonna go with the best option that is presented to them. I don't know if you read that, but
Yeah, I missed that one.
yeah, Ryan Poles. So he is breaking up the scout department, and he's breaking up he some of he's not deciding this pick. He's deciding between two different teams. And Middlecoff was talking about John Middlecoff on 3 and Out podcast. He was talking about it. He was all like, this is something that is really cool because he used to be a scout, and he's all like, it's a good thing to do this because you give people the opportunity to show their skills and show their assets and show how they matter to the team, opposed to just going out and sending a guy to Wyoming to scout, Josh Allen, So, but I agree. This is probably the toughest choice because you don't. Okay, let me ask you this. Did the Lions being too top heavy last year affect their chances of winning games or even progressing past to the NFC Championship game?
I really think Lions maxed out on
I
what
do
their
too. I do
roster
too. That's why I'm
is.
asking you.
And I think that's going to be the interesting thing about the Bears because this draft is really going to, they better hope Justin Fields is turned to something, A. And B, to that point, you don't want Caleb to or Justin to be better than Caleb. That might push you to draft another receiver so you can get him all the weapons he can. Keenan Allen's contract's up at the end of the year too. I think that's a big one. So they do need that wide receiver position filled. So if Adunze is there, I can see them taking him. If he's not, I don't know if he reached for another receiver in the top
No,
10
no, no.
if you want to give him
If
one.
a
So
dude
I
is
think that would be
gone,
the automatic trade down.
I agree. I just don't think they need defense. They have enough power on defense, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get another pass rusher, but I think Latu, I think you look at him, you just paid your corner.
And you
So,
just paid Sweat too. I mean, you just got Sweat for a
yeah.
second round pick,
But
pretty much.
with me, I don't think you never have enough pass
Pass
rush.
rushers. That's true.
Like,
That's true.
yeah. So that's
Because
my thing.
I think the it's this league is becoming a quarterback driven league to me, and this is where I come from.
Well,
And
I strongly disagree. Because if this is a quarterback league, Purdy got the Super Bowl. Before that, Jalen Hurts got there.
but okay,
These are excellent rosters. These guys weren't the the
building block,
they
yeah.
weren't the yeah, like they were somebody that was on good roster. The Lions with Goff. Goff doesn't have to, like you're saying, hey, did they have a good draft? No, they maxed out what they could do, making it to the NFC title game. The Bucks, you saw the Bucks. Baker Mayfield was doing things in the playoffs. Like, so I strongly, I mean, Mahomes is great, don't get me wrong, but I think there's other ways to win Super Bowl versus just getting a quarterback and hoping that he can carry us to the next level.
Yeah, but I mean, can you? And I hate to have this because I feel like we have this conversation every time we talk about Caleb Williams,
Because
but
I
like
think, well,
because
with the
it,
quarterback position is interesting because the next pick is the Minnesota Vikings at
yeah.
11.
Well, they have 3 and 11, right?
The Lions? Oh, sorry, the Vikings?
Yeah.
The Vikings have 11 and 23 or something.
Oh, I'm sorry. They have 11 and 23. Yeah. I'm sorry. I
Yeah.
am under, yeah, because they trade. They're probably gonna. So I have them trading up. So I guess we can go to the Vikings because they need a quarterback.
Let's do
So
it.
this quarterback conference is gonna be throughout this, division until we get to Jordan Love and the Lions. But with the Vikings, I'm assuming they're gonna use those two picks, if not one of them, to move up to the top three pick to get a McCar to get McCarthy or Jaden Daniels. I don't know. You don't think so? That's what I had them doing.
I don't think you can. Because I don't think 11 and 23 is going to get you into the top five.
Do you think the
I
Vikings
think they're going to need
are?
three or four first. And if you do that, you won't have a draft pick until 2025 in the third round. And
So,
there's no way a team is going to do that.
yeah, this is not the NBA. They're not the Lakers.
This isn't Madden. This is
Oh
real. This is
no.
real.
The
Like,
Lakers did that for Anthony Davis. That's
well, you can do that in basketball, and you can do that on Madden.
Yeah.
And then, but in real life, I don't think you can say, you're going to take our first round pick.
So,
We already traded our second round pick.
yeah. Is Penix their
Because
guy?
in the, even in this draft, like Joseph, if they trade up, yeah, they'll get a top. I won't put a number. I'll just say top five. But the next pick won't come until 108.
Yeah, that's
Like, I think these guys, I think,
a lot of misses could happen.
yeah. And I don't know if they're just, they lost a lot of pieces. So I don't know if they're a quarterback away.
Yeah, I don't think they're quarterback away either. I this is a tough one because I like Justin Jefferson, but he's just at the wrong team. I think this team is far from a quarterback away. I think one of the things about this team that I'm noticing just as I'm looking at through the roster is that they have zero depth at all. Like, no linemen. They lost Daniel Hunter. I mean, I
You know what
don't
they could
f
do? I'm
what
about to get
would it.
crazy right now. Audience, get ready. Crazy. If I'm the Minnesota Vikings, I get out my phone call, or get on my phone, and I dial Tom Brady. I want Tom Brady.
To come be your
I think
quarterback?
that be my quarterback, Tom. Be my
Wow.
quarterback. Throw to Justin Jefferson. Throw to Jordan Addison. Like, throw to TJ Hawkinson. Like, run, like, hand off to Green, what's his name for the Packers? Jones, Aaron Jones.
Jones.
Like, I think that's the only thing the Vikings can do that will make me believe that they can win the Super Bowl. Because outside of that, I don't think they can do it. I know they need a quarterback, Joseph, but I don't think they can risk trading up for one. I think they're gonna have to, I would wait and sit for it personally. But then everyone's gone. Now you're reaching for a quarterback like Bo Nix,
Tom
Michael
Brady, would
Penix.
Tom Brady come back though to a
Right?
bad offensive line that got Kirk Cousins' Achilles hurt?
No, their offensive line's good. They have one of the better offensive lines. They have one of the best left tackles. They have O'Neal, right tackle. Like they have some pieces, Joseph.
Okay.
Yeah,
Well, okay.
like that's the
Let's
only.
talk about this then. If
Because he said, you saw what he said, right?
I did, I did, I
He would
did, I
come out
did.
of retirement for a contending team. This man, if he has that itch to play, I would send him, Justin Jefferson when he made that crazy throw, that crazy catch.
Catch.
I would be like, I'd like come play with him.
All right, screw it. Let's just do
Like
this. Let's
come play
do
with
this.
him.
What if the Vikings
What you
get
got?
Tom Brady? What do they do at pick 11?
Oh my gosh. You know how much excitement in the building would happen?
Yeah.
Because now this changes things. Because now, Joseph, they're picking at 11. I'm looking now at Brock Bowers. I want to see Brock Bowers. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
This man could possibly
Okay, I
throw
see
to
what you're
T.J.
saying.
Hockenson,
Okay. I'm
Brock
with you.
Bowers,
I'm riding with you.
Jordan Addison, Justin Jefferson.
I'm riding with
You want to
you.
improve your offensive line? There's going to be offensive line available there for you.
I'm riding
Like
with
that,
you.
but if you, that's a team when you're looking, you're like, I'm just saying, the Kansas City Chiefs are looking like crap.
I'm riding with you here. Okay.
Crap. Every team in the NFC, including the 49ers, like
And
all of a sudden, you know, I think that'd be huge. I want to see it happen.
then pick 23, you draft the quarterback.
You could
Right?
potentially draft one of those
Michael
quarterbacks,
Penix
right, and have him
maybe,
sit behind Tom.
or Bo Nix,
Well,
someone that can, I mean,
he's
someone that
almost
can
30.
sit,
They're both
who,
old.
I mean, they're both
Bo
old,
Nix and Michael Penix are both old.
but look at it like
So, well,
this. I mean,
I get your
if
point.
I'm a GM, I'm saying, oh wait, I don't have to pay them until they're in their 30s, and by then they're not going to be getting no, Mahomes contract. They're going to get
Sure.
maybe a 10, 15, maybe a top,
Did
maybe a
I win
10
you
to
over?
15 range. No, yeah, I
Did
mean,
I win you over with Tom?
I think this makes a lot of sense. I mean, I know people watching this are gonna, and I'm gonna for sure make it. So Tom Brady goes to the Vikings is gonna be the name of this episode. But I think people are gonna. I think it's hard for us as fans who grew up watching Tom Brady to say that and knowing what he did already. He's already came out of retirement once. I mean, what's it
Yeah.
doing twice? And to your point, he's gonna go to a good position, and he's gonna the only
Offensive
pushback,
coach.
only
And
pushback,
he plays in a
only
dome.
pushback.
He's going to be in a dome, Joseph. He's going to be in a dome for half
What?
like his
Ten games, ten games, at least 10
yeah,
games.
at least. Like
Here's my
this man.
pushback, though. Here's my pushback. Is Tom Brady going to mend well with Kevin O'Connell? Because Kevin O'Connell seems like a guy that he wants things done his way. And Tom Brady seems like a guy, well, not seems, he is a guy that wants things done his way. How is that relationship gonna mend if they don't, if they can't? I guess my thing is, how are the Vikings going to kind of mend that contact with them? And we got 2 weeks into the drafts, fellas and ladies. So, we have time to kind of throw these takes out
Well,
here,
I'll give you this. I'll
but
give you this. I'll give you this, Joseph. What if I told you Tom Brady and Kevin O'Connell were teammates once?
no, there's no way. Really teammates at Michigan? They're Michigan?
No, man. Kevin O'Connell played with the New England Patriots in 2008.
No way.
This.
There's no way.
There's no way. That's what they tell me, man. That's what they tell me. I'll
Oh
just say
wow.
I put little pieces together.
Wow.
And you know who else? You want to know what else is funny? Give me this. What did we
Wow.
talk about in prior episodes, Joseph? What did I talk about in prior episodes? Kyle Shanahan, Mike McVay, they love their guys and they stick with them. Tom Brady was really close to signing with the 49ers just last offseason.
I literally was just gonna
Like
say that right now. Yeah.
it's like
Yeah.
don't know. And then with that, you can pitch they owe Justin a whole bunch of money. You can go to Justin and you can say, hey, we're gonna give you the greatest quarterback of all time. To make this happen, we need you to sign this type of contract.
Yeah, just do a 2 year contract. 100,
Like
maybe
it help
eighty
like
million
I think
dollars.
he'll take a I think he'll take a
$80
little less
million.
saying, hey, I'm playing with the GOAT. I do think he could say, because what did he say earlier? Early in the offseason, what did Justin say?
He said that he
He's a
said that
little
he's yeah.
jealous. He's a little jealous looking over there, his guys teaming up with each other. Like, you know what won't be jealous? Hey, in our during training camp, you're gonna be working with this guy, Tom Brady.
Yeah, I gotta do some more digging on this, but I mean, the more you say it, the more I'm just like, I mean, if If I think Brady and O'Connell have had these conversations, probably. I mean, we can. They have for sure had these conversations. Like, hey, especially after Cousins went down, even probably before Cousins went down, because you know there were questions last year. They're going to trade Cousins during the offseason last year. That was one of the things that was on the radar. And I think if the Niners did not get to the NFC Championship with Purdy, Kirk Cousins is a Niner right now, and we may be having different conversations. We may be, that screensaver behind you may be the Niners instead of the Chiefs. So I don't know.
And they,
I
it's not, and it's not like they haven't done this before. Like this is like you gotta look at history sometimes too. Randall Cunningham was an older quarterback playing with the Vikings. He was throwing to Randy Moss, and Chris Carter like that. That he was part of that group for a little bit. Then you have Brett Favre. I don't know if you remember, but he was older too, coming
Yeah.
over,
For the
and
Vikings, yeah.
playing with Cindy Rice and them. Like I think it would only fit. It would only be fitting if Tom Brady came out of retirement and played for the Minnesota Vikings. And what's crazy, they were once in the same division as Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I know that for sure, yeah, I remember that. Let's get to the next pick, which is going
Who are
to
we giving
be
them? If they let's say
Oh,
Brady's
sorry.
out of the realm, right? Who are we giving them? Are we going quarterback here? Are
So
we going Bo Nix or
I'm
Penix?
saying Penix at number
Penix?
11. I think they stay at number 11 and they get Penix. I think Penix is going to be available here. Kevin O'Connell has been raving and wowing about Penix. I think he's blowing up. I think the JJ McCarthy hype is real, but I also think that he is realistic and he understands that he may not get McCarthy. I think McCarthy's going to get picked,
Unless,
though.
unless, and then you gotta understand, smoke season two. Are they pitching all that stuff to make somebody say, hey, if we don't draft McCarthy here, we can't afford to trade down. We gotta take him, whether it's
Okay,
the Giants,
let me
whether
ask
it's
you this.
whoever it is. And then they really like Penix.
Between these last, I mean, because Drake May,
Because
Jaden
I told you,
Daniels,
Penix is better than McCarthy.
between McDaniel, I
You
mean,
saying?
between Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and Caleb Williams, let's move those guys aside because those are presumably the top three picks,
Three,
right? Bo Nix, Penix, and McCarthy. Let's just take it like that. Those are the last three guys available. Raiders picked at number 9. Raiders most likely are going to get a quarterback. Like that's I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. Raiders pick at 13. Sorry, my bad. Raiders pick at 13. I believe this. The Bears probably would trade out of that pick, but they're not trading within the division, right? You right?
No, they
They're not.
wouldn't.
Yeah.
I
So
think it'd probably be the Broncos coming up.
yeah, so some team is going to trade up. I
Yeah.
knew some quarterback hungry team because everybody's looking at it like, hey, number 11, the Vikings, they need a quarterback. Like they're not, they're not going to not. People aren't going to watch that and be like, yeah, we need to get in front of those, in front of that team, whether it be at the number 10 spot, number 9 spot, number 8 spot. I just think that there's too much up in the air right now between this. I just don't know. I'm saying that they're going to take Penix at number 11, but I mean,
Yeah,
I'm probably
I can
wrong.
get behind that. He's what I have,
So
fourth best quarterback in
at
the
23, what do you think they
or
do? Do
third best.
you think they get a receiver or do you think they go with like, what do you think they do? Because I think they just need honestly,
Yeah.
I think they need a receiver. Like Justin Jefferson cannot do it by himself. And Brian Thomas is a guy that he's
I
right
don't think
there.
there's I don't I feel like that's a reach, to be
Yeah.
honest. That's just for me at this point. Even though in this mock, did he go already?
Yeah, he's a top 20
No.
pick, right? Or top 25 pick for sure. He's
Oh
going
yeah,
in
he
the
went
top 5 in that.
19 in this little computerized mock. He went
Oh,
19.
okay.
But yeah, I don't if there. Oh, man, this one's tough because one of my favorite players in the draft is here, and they need a corner. I can't tell you the last time the Vikings had a cornerback that was really a lockdown corner.
You talking about Nate Wiggins?
Can you do the last one? Nah, man. For me, it's Cooper DeJean, dude, from Iowa.
Oh, Cooper DeJean is nice. I like him a lot.
Dude is a
You've been on him. You've
dog.
been on him since his freshman year. I do remember you watching those Iowa games, and I'm just like, why are you
He,
watching Iowa
dude,
play?
he's really good at
But he's
football.
good though.
He's
He's
fun
good.
to
He's good.
watch.
I like him a lot. He is a talented guy, especially his receiving
He's a,
ability.
he'd
When
be tempting.
he gets the ball, he has a chance of taking it back all the way, all the time. I feel like.
Yeah, so he's there. Man, that'd be hard not to draft him, to be honest there, because they just haven't had one in a while. Like, if my memory is correct, I'm going all the way back to Winfield after he left the Bills.
Anshon Winfield from the Bills,
Like,
yeah.
when's the last time
They
the
had
Vikings had a corner?
Clement.
I know I'm missing someone.
Was it Clement over there? Nick Clement, didn't he go over there for a little bit?
Maybe,
Someone from the Eagles
but
went over there. I know it's from someone from the Eagles.
I think that's a position of need for corner right now. They did lose Hunter, so they do need a pass rush too. So I can see them going pass rush for corner. I do think you have to go defense with this one though,
Yeah.
in my
I mean,
opinion.
I guess Xavier Ward was I forget about him, but he only
He was
had
bad.
no, he was actually one of he was like a top cornerback for like a
But he was
year.
okay. Okay.
No, he was. He was
But all
like
right,
he
that's
was
fine.
I mean he was like a
I
90
agree.
he was like a
You can
90
have him.
overall on Madden.
You can
I
have him,
mean,
dude. You
I'm
can
just
have
saying.
him.
I'm
I'm
just
not
saying.
going to fight you over Xavier Rhodes.
I'm just saying.
All right, next pick.
Let's go
So
to the
we're giving
next.
them, you say receiver, I say defensive lineman
Yeah.
or corner. And then the
Yeah, next
next one's
pick,
the Packers.
the Packers, yeah, 25. Yeah, 25. And this team, honestly, they don't really need anyone. I mean, I would say they gotta move on from Bakhtiari. Finally, he is
They
out of
already did.
there. No, I know, that's what I'm saying. They gotta like finally
Oh yeah.
he's like out the way where they don't have to, think, draft as if he's coming back. You know, that's what they've been doing for the past two, 3 seasons actually. This team is stacked. I would not be surprised if this team won 12, 13 games like next year. I just wouldn't. I think this team is, they should be the favorite to win the division next year. I really do. I don't know if they are. I haven't looked at the Vegas odds. And I think at best, I mean, sorry, at worst, they're winning 10 games. They're a wild. They're a wild card. They're a first round wild card team. I don't know if they need anyone on offense. I do know that they have a lot of pass rushers coming back. They have a lot of cornerbacks coming back. They don't have J Jair Alexander coming. I don't think Alex is Jair coming back? Did he sign a contract with them? I forget.
I didn't know he. I thought I know there was rumors of him leaving, but I thought he'd
Yeah,
stayed.
but do you think they draft offensive line? I feel like that's not really a question mark. I know, I
Yeah,
know, I
on
know, I
PFF or
know.
team needs.
Yeah.
Team needs on PFF are offensive line, defensive line, and safety.
I just feel like with Rashawn Gary, Preston Smith, and then they drafted another rookie last year in the first round, I forget his name. They don't really need defensive linemen, in my opinion.
So go off his line.
So yeah, offensive line, maybe. The mock I'm looking at right now has them taking Graham Burton out of Duke. But yeah, I think this team is pretty stacked in what they have, especially with the skill position. So I don't think them drafting a skill position would do anything for them. But what do you think?
Yeah, I think I'll hit on their team needs defensive line or the offensive line. I think that's where they're gonna go here. Honestly, I'd probably lean more on the offensive line side. So I would take somebody to solidify the line, probably Tyler Guyton if he's available.
Yeah, this pick is kind of boring, not gonna lie, for the Packers because
But
they really haven't needed any. I mean, every year it
they're a
seems like
good
they need
drafting team.
something. Yeah, and
They
it seems
draft
like,
well.
and it seems like they need someone every year. But now this year their team is pretty complete. Like for the past 5 years, it's been like, oh, who's gonna be the quarterback after Aaron Rodgers? Even though the Jordan Love, that was still a question mark. Now Jordan Love has kind of answered that question, with the back half year. And they're just in a position where they have a plethora of talent now, just based on their draft ability. Let's go to the Lions, 28. What do you think they should do? Because I have a different opinion on what the mocks says here. But I want to hear your first.
Team needs to go guard, center, edge, or cornerback. That's what their thing says. So I know they missed out on Sauce a couple years ago because they
Yeah.
took the lineman
Penei Sewa.
Hutchinson.
Oh, Hutchinson. Sorry, that
Right?
was Hutchinson Jack. That was
And he looks good, so it's, I mean, it's not a miss there. I think that's a good pick for him. He really helped change the culture. So I can see a corner here, because do you know a corner on the Lions?
Besides the guy that they got rid of,
Because somebody
so
just got arrested, right?
they picked up the guy from the Raiders, Robertson. They picked up Amir
Oh, they
Robertson.
did get him? Oh, so he, yeah, so that's cool.
So I don't, yeah,
I would do
this.
that. And then also another thing that they could do too, Joseph, that I wouldn't be, well, I mean, I don't
Surprised.
know. They draft so darn well lately. The Lions have been hitting on draft
I
picks.
feel like they need a receiver.
That's what I was thinking too. I was like,
Like, I feel
I kind of
like,
want to give him LaMichael.
yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, he is the perfect fit for this offense. Because Amon St. Brown is a great slot receiver, but he's too good of an outside receiver to always be in that slot receiver spot. And LaMichael can play on the outside too. I feel like LaMichael and Amon St. Brown
I
would
think they would dominate
complement well.
offensively with
I just,
Jameson Williams. Just
right?
the threat of Jameson Williams getting
Because,
behind, I feel like
yeah.
defenses would be not knowing what to do
And you can even move
with all those guys.
McConkey out of the backfield, in the backfield. You can, so I think,
Yeah.
personally, I think that's a fit that I think they should get now. Because here's my thing with drafting in the first two rounds, at least in the first two rounds, and this is my opinion. But these are premium draft spots. I would never, well, if I was an NFL GM, and I'm probably never gonna do that, but just saying, if I were one, I don't think I could draft a non-premium position in that first round. Like I need to hit on this pick. This pick needs to be a guy that is living in setting, is living, for my team for the next 2 years. I mean, next 10 years. And now, with that being said, there has been a lot of flunks at those premium positions, like a receiver, a quarterback, running back, and et cetera, et cetera. But I just want to take the chances on that pick. And I think Lavin Conkey is the perfect fit for this offense. I just do. Him or Troy Franklin. I would say him or Troy Franklin.
Yeah, I feel like I would lean Lad for these guys.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, so that would be fun.
All right, I think we're good for the NFL. We're gonna get to the NBA. This will be another episode, so I'm gonna say this again.
Not bad.
Welcome to another episode of the Forgotten Athlete Podcast. I'm here as your host, Joseph, here with my co-host, Zach Evans. How's it going today?
Dude, things are really great, man.
All right, we're wearing the same outfit because we just literally just recorded an episode. So, thank you for tuning in. This is our segment on the NFL. Sorry, NBA segment. So this is just in NBA, no football talk this episode. And we're gonna talk about the play-in as well as the playoffs. The play-in starts tomorrow. We got the Kings and the Warriors from the Western Conference. We'll start there. How do you see this playing out with between the Kings and the Warriors? That game is at 7. Where do you see this game ending? And by the way, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I think the play-in game, we got the Warriors and the Kings. The Kings won no, the Warriors won the regular season 2-1.
Yeah, 2-1.
So there is that. I'm going Warriors, man.
Yeah, I
I'm
don't
going
think
Warriors.
I think the Kings, personally.
Of course you do.
There's a guy not playing tomorrow for the Warriors, and I'm trying to pull it up.
Oh, really? We're not fully. I thought we're
Yeah,
good.
there's an important injured player that's not playing. Gary Payton is not playing tomorrow. Sorry, that's what it was. I was trying to think of it.
I'm okay.
So Gary Payton's not playing tomorrow, but everyone else is playing tomorrow for the Warriors. That is important. And here's my thing about the Warriors. I watch them because they're always on my TV.
Okay.
And I can't watch the Kings because they get blacked out on NBA on NBA Network, and for some reason my local channel in Sacramento is the Warriors broadcast, which is weird, but I think it's because I don't know. Anyways, I just think that the Kings right now, and I understand Okay, let me bring it back a little bit. Unless Kevon Looney's gonna play heavy minutes in this game, I don't see the Warriors winning this game. Because I don't see anyone stopping Sabonis if he gets going. Now I know Draymond Green locked him down. I know Draymond Green locked him down last year.
Draymond.
I know Draymond Green locked him down last year during the playoff series.
I expect
I understand
Sabonis to
that.
cry. Like, you
But
know he's a whiner.
I think at this point, the Kings have been looking really good, even without Malik Monk and even without
Even though
Kevin
they
Huerter.
finished their last 10 games, they are 4-6.
They were 4-6, they were, but I would say in those games, they played a lot of tough teams. And they played, I want
All
to say
right.
they played more road games than home games. I mean, pardon, they played more home games than road games. I just, we'll talk. I just don't like the way the Warriors are playing right now. I get it. They're like, what, they're 7-3 in the
They're
last
8
10.
and 2 in the last 10.
And okay, 8-2 in the
8
last
and 2.
10. But their schedule has been kind of easy, not gonna lie.
Wow.
And I just don't think that this team,
Haters, man. The haters.
if Steph Curry is not playing good, they're not winning. Let's just keep it as that. Let's keep it as that. And I don't know if this team is gonna be able to overcome a bad Steph Curry game. I just don't. And I think the Kings are very revengeful of last year. I just do. Like, imagine if the Kings lose tomorrow. Mike Brown may get fired. I'm just saying.
He has to get fired.
All right. I would agree.
They came in like I'm expecting a Western Conference
Top
Finals run,
five.
and this
Top
team's in the
five team.
play-in.
Yeah, top five team for yeah, top
Like
five team in the.
it makes no sense. Like this is a game for he's coaching for his life, because it's probably gonna be his last coaching job. But I'll tell you this, he can come back and be an assistant coach for us. But yeah, I don't know, man.
What do you
This
think
line's
about?
open. It opened at a -1 for the Warriors and moved to 2.5.
Oh wow! So even people
Yeah.
in Vegas are like, "Oh, the Warriors are winning the game easily." I think a lot of it has to do with last year and how Steph Curry just owned them, dropped what 50 on them in the game seven. Was it 50? It was like
Don't
52 or
remember the
something like
total.
that. It was a lot of points. All right, let's get to the second game. My Pelicans. I'm sorry, my
You're
Lakers
no, you're Lakers.
against the Pelicans. Lakers, I don't know what the point total is in terms of what their favorite. I'm assuming they're about 4 or 6 point favorites. Lakers are winning this game. But the thing I wanted to talk about is who they play after they play this game, and that's going to be the
The
Nuggets.
Nuggets?
So I just don't know. Me personally, as a Laker fan, I would prefer to play the Nuggets right now in the first round than before, just because I remember just off of last year watching the playoffs, the Nuggets looked their worst in the first round. And I guess it was the, because I think the Suns won two games against them in the first round, I want to say. I think they won a 4-2 series, or maybe it was four. But anyways, Nuggets looked good last year. I don't know. I hope Darvin Ham gets fired after this season, if no matter what the results. Obviously, if we win NBA Finals, then that says it. But if we don't make it past this first round, it's gonna be tough.
Yeah, I think where it comes down to, do you want to play the Nuggets or do you want to play the Thunder? Right? Because I saw on Colin's show, they were talking about the
Yeah.
Lakers potentially losing this
Losing on
game so
purpose?
they
Yeah.
could. But I'm like, okay, then you get to play the
The
Thunder. And
Thunder.
I think that's a terrible matchup. And
Well, we won the series against the
you got.
Thunder. We won the series against the Thunder. We won them. We beat them 2-0 this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But
I still think it's a terrible matchup. You
to
have
your
a whole
point.
bunch of young people. Like the Lakers are an old, slow down team. The Thunder play defense and they like to run in transition. I don't know. And Shea, who's gonna stop Shea?
No one's gonna. Well, the referees,
That's the thing, man. Oh, the
depending on.
referees? Yeah, that's
I
right.
mean,
Lakers do have the advantage for the whistle.
no. I'm saying Shea is a foul merchant. Like he hunts for
Yeah,
fouls.
like Lakers.
So
That's gonna be a slow game. A lot of fouls in that game. In every game if they
no,
play.
I hope the referees officiate like how they officiate towards the end of the season. But go ahead.
Yeah, I just think when it comes to Lakers Pelicans, I picked the Pelicans to win the
Oh,
in-season
Lord.
tournament and they got obliterated. And ever since then, I don't believe in them.
Oh, yeah, the
So
Pelicans,
I don't believe in them.
There was a time during the season, it was like that January through February time, where I was like, wait, Zion Williamson may win MVP, may get some MVP votes. I mean, he was just doing a really good job with just, he was getting double doubles. He was getting like multiple like plus five assist games, 30 plus games, and they're dominating games. They're winning like 112-87 type of games. And then everyone started to get hurt. And then Brandon Ingram got hurt. I'm sorry, not Brandon Ingram, but then Brandon Ingram came back. And that was recently. And that was against the Lakers yesterday. Or I guess it was Sunday. Yeah, that was yesterday. And they just didn't look good. And I just think that this team is just too much talent on this team to be in this position, as a lot of teams that we're talking about right now, especially with the Western Conference.
Yeah.
A
The
lot of
West
these
is just so
teams,
stacked.
yeah. I was gonna
I'm
ask you
like,
about
I'm like,
this.
you should be better, but who should they? I mean, who else should be down here?
Should the NBA
These are
think
all really good
about
teams.
combining our mixturing up the two leagues, the conferences? Because, I mean, you look at the Eastern Conference, it's bad. I mean,
Well,
no, two
that's why I
teams
gave
won
the
50
Bucks a
games.
chance.
Two teams won
Well,
50 games.
it, like, I don't believe in the Bucks, but. Who they're playing against, I'm like, they have a chance to win.
Who are they playing? They're playing either they're the three seeds or
Right
they're
now,
playing
they're
the
playing the
Pacers.
Pacers.
Yeah, I think the Bucks are winning that series.
That's what
I
I'm
don't
saying.
care what they did to them during the series. And we'll get to the playoffs later on, but
The
I
only
just
thing that would
think the
scare me is if the
Bucks.
Bucks go up 3-1. If they go up 3-1, I think
Hey,
you're
dude, that's
terrified.
what did you watch the Gilbert
That's what.
Arenas podcast? They were calling him Glenn. They called him Glenn.
They don't call him Doggy, what they call Glenn.
Why are they calling him Glenn? I was like, what the hell? You have to call him
Because he
Glenn?
sucks, dude. He's a bad coach. But
Yeah.
it's just they, I mean, so I'll give him that. And then yeah, they'll play them and then the winner of the Cavs. Wait, Cavs one, right? No, they play the winner of the Knicks and Sixers. Because I think the Sixers are gonna
Six.
beat the Heat.
So the Heat are the eighth seed, and the Sixers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Sixers are gonna win that game.
Me too.
Let's get to that game, actually. Sixers and Heat. So you think the Pelicans are gonna win tomorrow?
No, I think Lakers. I don't trust the Pelicans.
Okay, so we got the Pelicans. So we got the we both think the Lakers, and Zachary thinks the Warriors. I think the Kings. But honestly, before this end of the episode, I may switch to the Warriors, just because I think that gives a toss up. Let's go to the 76ers and the Heat. Both teams underachieved, but I think once Embiid got back, the 76ers were clicking like he never left towards the end of the
Yeah.
season. I think this is one of those teams where I was watching them and another foul merchant, Embiid's a foul merchant. I don't mind saying that, but he's just so dominant that he's unguardable. Like, he's one of the more unguardable players I've ever seen play in a basketball game. At just an elite level, consistently night in, night out. And I don't think the Heat have anyone that can stop him. I don't care about Bam. I don't care about Jimmy, playoff Jimmy. I don't care about any of that. Now, what I will say is this, and this is what I want to talk about, because I think we both think Sixers are gonna win, and then we think the 9-10, we don't really care, because I think we both think that the 76ers and the Heat are advancing, correct? We don't think that the Hawks or the Bulls have a chance of advancing. Exactly.
No,
Okay, so
no way.
let's just talk about this. The
No
Knicks,
way.
let's just talk about the Sixers versus the Knicks and the Celtics versus the Heat. Where do you think, like, do you think the Sixers have the edge up? I mean, sorry, do you think the Heat have the edge up over the Celtics? And then also to this point, before you answer, is this a make it or break it year for the Celtics? Because this is about 6 years in a row where they're number one seed, it feels like, and they're presumably favorite.
I can't find the regular season who won the regular season. Celtics won,
Celtics won.
Celtics won, Celtics won. They swept them.
Yeah. So I think this is
But
almost like
they haven't seen playoff Jimmy. That's the thing. Isn't it so Tatum and Brown to win 64 games, lose in the first round? They just have like that Dirk Nowitzki vibe to me. Like that, like I
yeah.
don't believe them. They might get a championship with like a whole bunch of veterans towards the end of their career, but right now, no. Right now, no. Give me the Heat, man.
I was thinking the same thing. I just didn't want to say it. But now that you're saying it, I don't believe in the Celtics. I watched them against the Milwaukee Bucks the other night. And granted, they had Porzingis was out, Horford was out. They had already made playoffs, clinched the number one seed. So they're not in the groove of things. But if you just take Tatum out of the offense, and remember I told you this the other day. We were talking about this the
Yeah.
other day. If you take Tatum out the offense, they are a horrible team offensively. They just are. And I don't know what the advanced stats say. I don't know what the, you know, I know what my eyes tell me. And they just are not a good team offensively when Tatum is not on his game. If Tatum is not giving you 30, 27, 28, if Tatum doesn't have the ball in his hand, he's able to make pass. Because I will say this, when Tatum does have the ball and they double team him, he has the ability to, you know, find the open guy, pass, make the next pass. But that's the regular season.
I'll
Can
tell you
you
Tatum's problem.
compare?
I'll tell you
He's
Tatum's problem.
too unselfish. But what do you think his problem is?
Well, I think he's not. I think
He's not an alpha.
he's not assertive in the sense that
Okay.
there's going to be a game in the series where Brown outshoots him by like 10 shots, and he's going to be cool with that. I think that should never happen, but that's what the Celtics do. It's not my problem. Tatum just goes missing. But then Tatum also has this, oh, I have to take the last shot mentality. And doing that, he takes some really awful shots.
Yeah,
Like this
his
guy,
yeah.
I can't,
Yeah, I agree.
he's like one of the most athletic big guys. Like he's six, like what, 8, 9, something like that. And he can move pretty good, but he always is shooting a long jump shot over somebody. That's all I see him do. I'm like, dude, go to the paint. You're like the freaking biggest guy. You have who's the guy got 70 million? Gordon, not Gordon Hayward, the other
Gray
guy.
Allen.
Yeah, you have him on you and you're shooting jump shots. And it's like, it doesn't make any sense, kid. But that's their problem, man. And I think Jimmy Butler, didn't Jimmy, isn't this, is a revenge game too for Drew? Because Jimmy Butler lit him up last year in the
Yeah,
playoffs. He literally said, he can't guard me.
and you can bet your whole tactics
Drew's gonna
money
want to guard
that
him,
Drew Holiday is gonna
but
guard Jimmy Butler.
he's gonna want to, but I don't know. Derek White may have something to say about that. But it should be an entertaining series. I think at worst we're getting 7 games. But I think Miami has the coaching advantage. I think they have the confidence advantage of winning the series. Like
The only thing about Miami, and I don't like,
Celtics have a better roster. I'll give them that.
is I just know one of these games, Terry Rozier is gonna shoot them out of winning a game. And is that game gonna be a game six where they need to win the game? I just know Terry Rozier is going to try to play hero ball. Now, granted, he has been really good for the Heat. Yeah, since he's been there. I don't know what his points or averages are right now. I don't have it in front of my face, but I just know just watching the games and watching him play, he's been very good for them. But I just don't think that he is going to be a player where you need a three, let's get Terry the ball. And maybe he's going to prove me wrong because he has done that this year. When I remember
Nah,
watching the
Jimmy
game
is
against,
shooting.
I remember watching the game early in the year where they needed a Hornets. Am I freezing, by the way?
Yeah, I think I'm
Yeah.
freezing now too.
All right, let's hold on, audience. Technical difficulties. All right. So, can you hear me? Can you hear me or no?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna cut this early because the quality is bad. But those
I
are
can't. Can you not hear me?
no, it's just delayed, and I don't know how it's gonna record.
Yeah.
I'll just cut it and then we can just talk about the rest tomorrow. Sorry, guys. Thank you.